It's the 20th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Preliminary plans for regional devolution include the joining together of several area councils under one roof. Currently, those authorities intending to merge include Bedford Borough, Central Bedfordshire, Luton and Milton Keynes. For Liberal Democrats at Bedford Borough Council, the inclusion of the Northamptonshire authorities along with other councils would not be the preferred choice. Councillor Adam Zerney, leader of Central Bedfordshire Council, took the opposite approach, saying that we recognise the commonality we have with Bedford, Milton Keynes and Luton, but we have also worked with West Northants and North Northants councils. He later added that we are open to working with all interested local authorities to explore options. Bedford Town and Real Bedford football clubs are in preliminary talks for a potential merger. A number of factors would need to be addressed prior to the union of the two clubs, such as the final team name and colours, as well as other administrative hurdles. Fans for both teams, on hearing the news, voiced mixed opinions on social media. Bedford property prices dropped less than the East of England average, according to data provided by the Office for National Statistics. In November, the average price of a home was close to £351,000, a 0.5% decrease from the previous month and 0.5% higher than the East of England average. Overall, the pricing of housing in Bedford had a yearly increase of 3.3%, amounting to a rise of about £11,000. Faces, a Bedford children's and family charity, has had to cease accepting toys and clothes donations for children after being overwhelmed with items over the Christmas holiday. The baby bank, which is still accepting prams and cots, moved into new premises with Bedford Food Bank in the Manton Industrial Estate almost a year ago. Faces helped as many as 1,200 families last year, 100 more than the previous year. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.